Mr. Mills, I thought maybe I had a senior moment there or something.
No. I get that, get my age. Next case, please.
The next application under old business is case 11,766. Linda S. Shaw, trustee, seeks a variance from the side yard setback, section 115-34B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Thank you.
Gentlemen, if you remember, this one is down to, was down to Broyhill, the one that I asked about, and this is about the deck and the porch.
Yeah, you know, what I saw on this one.
Mr. Mills?
Is that this was a lot of wants.
Yeah, nobody, yes, sir.
You know, I mean, they want a carport, but they have a carport.
Right.
I guess, you know, she wants a porch, and, you know, she bought it thinking that she could put a porch on there with it, but she didn't buy it finding out that she could put a porch on there.
That's correct. And I think I'd raise that question with her, Mr. Mills.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, but I did. Yeah. And her thing was to make it look like the other ones in the neighborhood up the road, and, you know. And I'd ask them, then I'd try to apply that reasonable use to it.
I don't believe I see a carport.
They had reasonable use of it, and now they, without it, I'm sorry.
Did you say carport? Carport?
This application is for a deck and a porch.
Deck and a porch.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to put the carport on, under the deck.
Under the deck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think what they testify is that they could get a car over it to access the septic tanks in the back.
No, they wouldn't be able to.
No, that they would be able to get a small vehicle, like an ATV. I believe that's what they testified, but it wouldn't be used as a carport.
Okay. Well, the drawing is showing two cars under it.
But yeah, the drawing is.
Yeah, right.
That's what I meant by.
That's right, but she did want the deck. And, you know, it's,
oh, yeah.
Well, you know, the thing that gets me is that, you know, we it can otherwise be developed, and I heard the builder, and that convinced me right there that you don't need this deck 2 feet from a property line when you can cantilever a deck out the back, and he said he would rather not do that,
right.
But he could develop this property with a porch if he did that. So I'm not in favor of this.
Me neither.
Of this. Because he does have a
still got reasonable use, but
sure, reasonable use of the property.
He can, and I applied that to it, and it was created by them, and I think Mr. Mills addressed that very well.
Yeah,
and his opening, so.
Right.
Mr. Workman?
Yeah, I'm not in favor. I think he's creating his own problems.
Right.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
I would agree.
Excuse me, okay. If there's no further discussion at this time, if the board is ready to vote, chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we deny case number 11,766.
Okay.
And for the reason, I believe the applicant has created his own exceptional practical difficulty.
Excuse me, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Hudson that we deny case number 11,766. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,766 is denied.